he of tender conscience. I will judge between cattle and cattle, Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 22. Some are fat and flourishing, and therefore they are unkind to the feeble. This is a grievous sin and causes much sorrow. Those thrustings with side and with shoulder, those pushings of the diseased with the horn, are a sad means of offense in the assemblies of professing believers. The Lord takes note of these proud and unkind deeds, and he's greatly angered by them, for he loves the weak. Is the reader one of the despised? Is he a mourner in Zion and a marked man because of his tender conscience? Do his brethren judge him harshly? Let him not resent their conduct. Above all, let him not push and thrust in return. Let him leave the matter in the Lord's hands. He is the judge. Why should we wish to intrude upon his office? He will decide much more righteously than we can. His time for judgment is the best, and we need not be in a hurry to hasten it on. Let the hard-hearted oppressor tremble, even though he may ride roughshod over others with impunity for the present. All his proud speeches are noted, and for every one of them account must be given before the bar of the great judge. Patience, my soul, patience! The Lord knoweth thy grief. Thy Jesus hath pity upon thee.